Now is the only time there is. It is never too late to be what I might have been. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Now is the only time there is. It is never too late to be what I might have been. What have I might have been? That's an interesting idea. Well, all of us have ideas in our mind of what we would like to do, what we would like to be from childhood on. We wanted to be an astronaut, or we wanted to be a scientist or a fireman. We wanted to be a teacher, we wanted to be a mother, a father, we wanted to be whatever. It's never too late to be what I might have been. Now, what might I have been? Well, since all time is now, and since it's never too late, what would I really like to be? Not what I like would like to be, but what am I? What is in my deepest heart that tells me who I really am and what I really am? Let's just take an example of what one thing might be. One thing might be that I am, let's say, spiritually illumined. That's a beautiful concept, isn't it? I am spiritually illumined. And as spiritually illumined, I have all knowledge. That'd be a very fascinating thing to experience. Now is the only time there is. It is never too late to be what I might have been. So, let's just consider that we might have been spiritually illumined. So, let's be spiritually illumined. How do I be spiritually illumined in the here and now if I feel that I might not have been that or I might not be that? How do I be spiritually illumined? How do I open up the door of my inner awareness, of my inner beingness, to be spiritually illumined? Well, spiritually illumined is a concept that is difficult to put a hold on. It's difficult to put a handle on it and say that it's either this or this. Spiritually illumined is an aspect of our being in which we feel at peace with ourselves. We feel at peace with the world. We feel in harmony with all things. We live in a body that is healthy and harmonious. We live in a mind that is at peace. We might have in our background many rather interesting experiences that challenged us and left us in a state of panic or in a state of unhappiness. But now is the time we let that go. We may have lived through a great tornado or a flood or a fire. We may have lost our possessions or our home or our loved ones. We may have had all sorts of rather tragic things take place in our life. But in the now, we have to begin to live in the newness of who we are. We cannot keep saying, oh dear, it was so terrible what I went through. We take what is so terrible that we went through and just release it totally from our mind. It doesn't matter what terrible thing it might have been. It doesn't matter what thing, how absolutely unforgivable it might have been, how absolutely unbelievable it might have been, we now release it from our thinking. Now, how do we release it? My goodness. How do I release the thought that somebody I love so dearly died and I was holding them in my arms and they said, always think kindly of me and always do this, and they're gone. They're no longer here. How do I do that? How do I release them? Because that memory is always in my mind, that thought of holding them in my arms as they were leaving is always in my mind. How do I get that rid of, get out of it? And do I want to get rid of it? And of course, there comes the big point. Do I want to get rid of it? Do I want to get rid of the negatives of my past, the things that hold me back, the things that limit me? Do I want to get rid of them? Or am I a bit of a masochist? Do I rather enjoy having those things in my life and saying, that is an experience that I had? I went through that great problem. I went through this. I did that. Oh, how many times do we hear that from others and we think to ourselves, why do they keep repeating that? because they want to keep living that experience. Who would ever want to continue living a sad experience? Well, that's not the point that we want to make here. Those people are people who have a mental problem that they want to work out, and we would work that out a little differently. But now, just the average person, and the average is the majority, just the average person, think of it. We have these little hang-ups, these little things that worried us, these little things that made us feel unhappy in our life, and now we are ready to be born anew, if you will. Now is the only time there is. It's never too late to be what I might have been. What is it that I am? I am a spiritually illumined being. Now, you say, just repeating those words doesn't mean a thing. Oh, yes, it does. Because what we are doing by repeating these words is we are replacing in our mental consciousness, when we are brainwashing ourselves, in fact. We are washing out all of those things that would limit us and pouring in all of those things which would uplift us. So I say I'm spiritually illumined. And to be spiritually illumined, it doesn't allow for being sad and unhappy, for being fearful. When you're spiritually illumined, those things don't exist in your thinking. Now, you cannot make them not exist because they were, and each time you think about them, they're back again as fresh and new as if they had just happened. So, when we say, I'm spiritually illumined, you say, well, that's not very interesting. Oh, no, it isn't. It's not very interesting to sit at the piano and play the notes over and over and over again. In fact, you drive everyone to distraction, including yourself. But you know that you're learning to play the piano, and that the gift of the great music that one day will pour forth from your soul, your being, your fingers, your life, is worth the effort now to repeat and repeat and repeat. This is what it is. Repeat and repeat and repeat. I'm spiritually illumined. I'm spiritually illumined. I tell my students and my friends when they come to me with great problems, and I say, can you allow yourself to say, I am spiritually illumined? Can you allow yourself to say, all is in divine order now? That's too simple. I want some great fly swatter to reach out and kill all those old thoughts, those old flies, those old... I want something powerful. I want something that is physically dramatic and demanding. I want something that I can put my fingers on. Well, we are dealing with a spiritual quality. And spiritual quality isn't something you put your fingers on. It is something that makes our fingers do everything right. It's something that is the magic of our inner soul revealing itself through our body. I am spiritually illumined. I tell people again and again, all is in divine order. No matter what problem comes up, all is in divine order. When you say all is in divine order, you're moving yourself away from the problem. You're moving yourself into the solution. You're moving yourself into the experience that now is the only time there is. Now is the only time there is. So you say, all is in divine order. And as we think our thought for today, now is the only time there is, I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. And you say, oh, I've seen this Pollyanna talk before. I've seen these things. Yes, you have. And what you haven't seen, are those who put it into practice so completely and wonderfully that they get the results that they're after. Now, is the result worth the effort? Is it worth the effort to drive from here to the Grand Tetons to see those grand mountains and the mist of the early morning? Is it worth the effort to go up in an airplane, to fly from wherever you may be to somewhere that your loved ones may be, or somewhere that you think of a Polynesian island or some lovely experience that you'd like to have? Is it worth the effort to do that? Is it worth the effort to take all your money and buy the airline ticket and buy the hotel motel tickets that you need to have when you go to these different places, and then just spend it? that could pay the rent on your house, the payments on your house for almost half a year. That could feed your family very luxuriously for almost a full year. My goodness, and you're taking all that money just for, you might say, a vacation, just for a time of paradise. Well, can we take the time it takes during our time of meditation each day and affirm, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined? Can we do that? If we do, the miracle takes place. Now, a lot of you, a lot of my students, tell me that they spend 1, 2, 3 hours of meditation every day, time and introspection, time and listening within. And then they still complain about a little problem here and a little problem there. And I say to them, if you have spent that much time saying, I am spiritually illumined, listening to the divine within you, revealing that all is in divine order now, if you do that, you cannot possibly have thoughts in your mind that limit you. You cannot possibly have people in your world that limit you. You cannot possibly limit yourself, because you are living in this unlimited consciousness. You're living in this unlimited consciousness that you are creating. Now let's be sincere with ourselves. If I say, go to town and buy a loaf of bread, and you run into town, and then you say, whoops, I forgot what I was supposed to get. So you use your cellular phone and say, hey, I forgot what I was supposed to get. Well, you think about it. It'll come to you. But, hey, you can tell me. You know the answer right now. That's right. But if I give you the answer each time, you're not going to build up the skill within yourself of remembering what it is that is important for you. If I give you the answer to every question you have, then I'm important to you. You cannot live your life without being able to turn to me. And what a silly life to live. Because you're the master of yourself. You don't need someone else. You enjoy other people in your world. You delight in them, but you don't need them. You only need yourself, and they are part of yourself and your wonderful being. Believe in yourself. Now is the only time. Learn to say for yourself, I'm spiritually illumined, and experience it. It's true. When you first play the piano, the music sounds very bad. When you first say, I'm spiritually illumined, it sounds very ludicrous. But the more you say it, the more you say it, the more you practice the piano, the more you say, I'm spiritually illumined, the more peaceful you feel, the more attunement you feel, the more one-ment you feel. Your fingers just know the right notes to play. Your heart just knows the right ideas to accept and enjoy. Oh, what a wonderful thought for today. Now is the only time there is. I am spiritually illumined. All is in divine order. It's never too late to be what I might have been, because I am that. And I just haven't revealed it yet. But I will. Right now. I am spiritually illumined, and I am the happiest guy in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.